Hi, I'm VOA's Tommy McNeil with your worldwide news update. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani reports on U.S. President Donald Trump's moves to end the war in Ukraine.
The White House says the president and Russian leader Vladimir Putin spoke on the phone, agreeing to start talks and work very closely together on ending the war in Ukraine. White House spokeswoman Caroline Levitt later read from the president's social media post about a call with Ukrainian leader Vladimir Zelensky.
The conversation went very well. He, like President Putin, wants to make peace.
But the White House will not say if Ukraine will be part of the talks with Russia. Sagar Magani, Washington.
Meanwhile, AP correspondent Mimi Montgomery reports on Russian President Vladimir Putin's first call with Syria's new leader.
The Kremlin confirms Russia's President Vladimir Putin has spoken to Syria's new leader Ahmad al-Qara. It is the first such top-level contact since the fall of former Syrian President Bashar Assad. Moscow said it was a constructive and business-like conversation that concerned cooperation within trade, economy, and education, adding that the two leaders agreed to stay in contact. The call follows last month's visit to Damascus by a delegation of Russian officials, which marked the first such trip since Assad was ousted in December and granted asylum in Russia. I'm Mimi Montgomery.
The UN Human Rights Office estimates that up to 1,400 people may have been killed in Bangladesh over 3 weeks last summer in a crackdown on student-led protests against the now-ousted former prime minister. In a new report, the Geneva-based agency says security and intelligence services systematically engaged in rights violations that could amount to crimes against humanity and require further investigation. A UN team was deployed to Bangladesh at the invitation of the country's interim leader. You'll find more at voanews.com. This is VOA News. Israel's military has called up reservists in preparation for a possible resumption of fighting in Gaza if Hamas fails to meet a Saturday deadline to release more Israeli hostages. Reuters correspondent Fiona Jones reports.
That's amid growing concern that the ceasefire deal between Israel and Hamas will collapse as fury mounts in Arab countries over U.S. President Donald Trump's plan for the enclave.
The U.S. will take over the Gaza Strip.
Trump proposed that the U.S. takes over Gaza, resettles its Palestinian inhabitants, and builds an international beach resort.
The Riviera of the Middle East, this could be something.
On Tuesday, Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu talked of ending the ceasefire deal if Hamas fails to return more hostages by Saturday. Hamas has suspended the handover agreed in the deal, accusing Israel of violating its terms. Hamas said it remained committed to the agreement, but has not agreed to release the hostages on Saturday.
The U.S. Senate has confirmed Tulsi Gabbard as President Donald Trump's Director of National Intelligence. The vote Wednesday came after Republicans, who had initially questioned her experience and judgment, fell in line behind her nomination. Gabbard is a military veteran and a former Democratic member of Congress from Hawaii. The White House says news organizations that refuse to use President Donald Trump's new name for the body of water historically referred to as the Gulf of Mexico are telling lies. It insists it will continue to bar Associated Press journalists from presidential events. Trump has decreed that it will be called the Gulf of America. It borders Mexico, the United States, and other nations. In its influential style book, the AP said it would continue to use Gulf of Mexico while also noting Trump's decision. AP correspondent Haya Panjwani reports on immigration in the Trump administration.
The ACLU has sued for access to migrants flown to Guantanamo this month. Civil rights attorneys have sued the Trump administration to gain access to detained migrants who they say have been flown to Guantanamo Bay and held there without being able to consult lawyers or speak to relatives. American Civil Liberties Union lawyers filed the federal lawsuit in Washington, D.C. They say this is the first time in U.S. history that the government has detained non-citizens on civil immigration charges at the U.S. naval base in Cuba. The suit says more than 50 migrants were transferred there this month. Haya Panjwani, Washington.
Brazil's President Luiz Inácio Lula da Silva is defending oil exploration near the mouth of the Amazon River as a way to finance a transition to green energy. The offshore area, Block 59, is located in the equatorial margin, about 160 kilometers from the coast. That wraps up this update, but the world and news never stop. For additional updates, visit our website, voanews.com. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.